farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
This one is all about the Denby Show.
It's Denby time again. We continue our focus today on all things Denby leading up to the Hallmark event scheduled for July 31 to August 2. I'm Angie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Denby, I got nice for you.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include The Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and The Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, Planning Today, Securing Tomorrow.
More than 250 exhibitors are expected to participate at the 63rd staging of the annual Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show at the Denby Showground in Clarendon from July 31 to August 2. The exhibitors will include local and international participants from the Caribbean, the United States and the United Kingdom. Gates open at 8 a.m. each day. There will also be a nightly entertainment package which will close each day's activities. The coronation of the National Farm Queen is slated for July 31. The Digital Rising Stars finalists will be in concert on August 1, and closing the Denby Show is the Denby Gospel Extravaganza on Sunday, August 2 from 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The concert will feature Carlene Davis, Kevin Downswell, Gotti Gotti, as well as Anishka Judah, JC, Courtney Cook, On the Shout Band, Jermaine Gordon, and Kevin Heath from the Cayman Islands.
We do believe that an agricultural setting is an appropriate place to give thanks for all the foods and the provision that God have provided.
Producer of High Pro Denby Gospel Extravaganza, Tommy Cowan. Here's a little preview.
If it's not you, then Lord, it's nothing. Howdy, howdy, howdy. I'm looking forward. Bless you.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. One handful of salt will heal the nation. God bless you, and I'm very excited, and I look forward. It's been our annual time at Denby just to lift up the name of Jesus, and I want you all to tell your friend and your neighbor that you ought to be there. It's going to be a fun time in Christ.
A special feature of this year's presentation will be a time of prayer for the nation's children.
Denby is also going to be connected to the mission to save the lives of our children. Each day, we will have a devotion, and Dr. Reverend Naila Ricketts, the president of Prayer 2000, will be asked to pray a special prayer for the nation's children. And the JAS and Denby will be doing so during the Denby Show, July 31st to August 2. But it's going to be a campaign that will be sustained.
120 farmers will also be honored at this year's show for their contribution to the agricultural sector as part of the 120th anniversary celebrations of the Jamaica Agricultural Society.
We are starting a process where we're honoring our farmers when they're alive. So those who work very hard for Denby and the JAS and the agriculture sector, we're going to be really looking to honor them.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. Sponsors for this year's show include Jamaica Broilers, Digicel, Fidelity Motors, Delta Supply Company Limited, the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, and Newport Versun. And now for our proverb of the day. Crabs say, "Im no trust no shadow after dark." And this means, don't be too eager to make assumptions when the situation is uncertain. That's where we end today's program. I'm Angie James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.